Scattered light showers expected late morning into the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, Reagan National 58, BWI Marshall 57, Dulles at 57 degrees. Some of us could fall to 48 overnight at 8:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis, coming up here on WTOP.
What do small business owners think of the new National Harbor curfew? I'm Matt Koufax.
Another night of pro-Palestinian protests at GW. Some of those student demonstrators say that they've been suspended tonight, seven of them. WTOP is trying to confirm with the school. What's being called a stunning sentence tonight for a D.C. man convicted of stabbing another man after a fight on a Metro Transit bus?
Months after a flash flood killed 10 dogs, a D.C. agency's after-action report is released. I'm Kate Ryan.
A slew of draft picks for the Commanders tonight, and the Capitals really struggling against the Rangers again. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Severe storms sweep from Texas across the nation's midsection toward Michigan. China Spring, Texas reportedly had one tornado touchdown.
I came outside and I saw my tree knocked down, the neighbor's roof gone, but I was just thankful to God that everybody was okay.
Three people were injured when a tornado hit an industrial building near Lincoln, Nebraska. KOLN-TV's John Grinvold.
There's debris all around. There are cars that were picked up and thrown over here. Scattered pieces of metal all twisted around. There's a lot of first responders who came out here. Departments all around the area.
Ex-tabloid publisher David Pecker took the stand again today to discuss the alleged deal he helped broker to suppress stories that could have hurt Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. The former president faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business documents related to a so-called hush money payment to an adult film star. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
The best moment for the prosecution is David Pecker saying that he sought legal advice on behalf of his company, that if he continued to do this kind of payment, that it was going to be a campaign violation. That is absolute gold for the prosecution.
Hamas says it's looking over the latest Israeli counterproposal regarding a potential ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and hostage release. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israel says if Hamas rejects the latest Egyptian proposal, the army will launch a long-delayed invasion of Rafah to wipe out the last four battalions of Hamas.
The proposal by an Egyptian delegation today would see the release of 20 Israeli hostages in the first phase of a ceasefire, far less than the 40 hostages in a previous proposal that Hamas rejected. A few hundred pro-Palestinian protesters gather in front of the Loyola University New Orleans campus. Meantime, Columbia University students, who inspired pro-Palestinian demonstrations across the country, are involved in negotiations with the school's president. Lead negotiator and student Mahmoud Khalil.
Since we returned to the table yesterday, we made a progress with the university. It's not a significant progress. At least we are discussing some real demands.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and other top officials in Beijing. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
A top Chinese official says that the U.S. and China relationship is in a, quote, downward spiral. Secretary Blinken arrived in China with a warning of his own. He said if China doesn't stop providing Russia with components for its weapons, that the U.S. is going to have to do something about it.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
9:03 here on WTOP, Friday night, April 26, 2024. Fort Belvoir at 55 degrees, falling to the upper 40s later. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. The youth curfew at National Harbor has now been in effect for several hours since 5 p.m. Kids 16 and younger cannot be there alone. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, they must be accompanied by a parent or guardian between 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. WTOP's Matt Koufax has been out at National Harbor this evening, speaking with employees and owners of small businesses about how they think the curfew will affect things going forward.
Hopefully it will help. I believe it will.
Late night fighting, looting, yelling, and vandalism.
vandalism. These are just a few things small business owners are hoping the new juvenile curfew in National Harbor will fix.
It's been really hard because I've literally had people inside of the store ready to purchase. It's like, I'll come back tomorrow. The security guard got jumped last week, so.
One small business owner whose shop is just off American Way and wished to remain anonymous told me teens loitering late night outside her store is affecting sales. And while she knows the curfew is temporary,
what does a permanent solution look like in your mind?
The parents being fined. I think they should be held accountable.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
We are well into a second night of protests against the war in Gaza on the campus of George Washington University. Just before 8 this evening, there were reportedly about 300 students bashing drums and chanting along H Street. That from the student-run newspaper, the GW Hatchet. Protesters are also telling the paper that 7 students have been suspended from the university and are each facing several counts of misconduct. WTOP has now reached out to GW for confirmation. Meantime, we're learning a plan for D.C. police to clear those pro-Palestinian demonstrators out of their encampment on University Yard early this morning was scrapped. The Washington Post reports police told university leaders they were worried about the optics of moving against a small number of peaceful protesters. Officers had gathered around 3 a.m. They were ready to enter the encampment, but they were ordered to stand down by the police chief in the mayor's office. Stay with us here on WTOP. In less than half an hour, we'll take you live to the scene in Northwest D.C. with our 7 News reporting colleague, Carl Willis, who is on scene. The Anti-Defamation League says that it does fully support these demonstrations across the country on college and university campuses, but it does draw the line at anti-Semitic signs and slogans, which it says have been on display at GW and elsewhere in recent weeks. Anti-Semitic incidents last year here in the U.S. were up 140% from the year before.
We've been urging for months that we are seeing this increase of anti-Israel rhetoric. It's not just people who are criticizing the Israeli government. They are blaming Jews as a whole on a global basis. And while speech of Israel, you know, can be critical in many ways, and you can be supportive of the humanitarian crisis, you can't have threats, intimidation, and harassment. And I think that's part of what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of uneducation, of not understanding the conflict in the Middle East and the true history. But we're also seeing a lot of conspiracy theories, which is where a lot of anti-Semitism comes from. And we're seeing anti-Zionism specifically targeting the Jewish community.
That's Meredith Weissel. She's D.C. Region Director of the Anti-Defamation League. She spoke with us earlier here on WTOP. A D.C. man has been sentenced tonight to life in prison with all but 15 years suspended for the stabbing death of another man after a fight on a Metro Transit bus last year. 35-year-old Tyrone Curtis was convicted back in January of the first-degree murder of 29-year-old Amonte Cunningham. The two men were strangers to one another. Prosecutors say they got into a verbal altercation on a Metro Transit bus in Wheaton that escalated rapidly. Curtis, they say, followed Cunningham after he got off the bus and stabbed him in the upper body. The whole thing was captured on the bus's surveillance cameras. Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy tonight calls Curtis his sentencing stunning, saying it's inconsistent with the facts of the case and verdict returned by a jury. Sentencing is life in prison, but then with all but 15 years suspended. So 15 years behind bars. 8 months after 10 dogs died in a flood at a doggy daycare business in D.C., you may remember, a draft report on what went wrong has been released. Here's WTOP's Kate Ryan with that.
The report from the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency is a draft after-action document. Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Joe Bishop Henchman, who serves the Eckington community, had this reaction.
Well, it confirms a lot of embarrassing stuff.
Such as?
911 miscategorizing the emergency, which led to a very long delay of first responders getting two district dogs.
District Dogs was the Rhode Island Avenue business that flooded August 14th. 10 dogs died in the business where floodwaters reached 6 feet. Emergency dispatchers initially characterized the issue as a water leak. Among the corrective actions called for, retraining emergency call takers and dispatchers and determining whether the building that used to house District Dogs is still at risk for flooding. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Still to come tonight on WTOP, why the Biden administration is now backing off a plan to ban menthol cigarettes, at least for now. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Matt Bibbo, general manager at BMW of Sterling. There's a perception that repair costs at a BMW store can be too expensive. Stop already with the too expensive. Make sure to ask about value service. That's BMW's way of lowering repair expenses to compete with independent shops and repair facilities. You get factory-trained technicians, manufacturer parts with warranties, complimentary loaner cars, and lower costs. Ask about Value Service to learn about the significant savings that are available to you. Come see us at BMW of Sterling or visit us at bmwofsterling.com.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
We have Bob Imler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Not a whole lot happening out there right now, and that's good for you if you have to get somewhere because traffic continues to run well, both in Maryland and Virginia, and all the majors up and down 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Traffic continues to run pretty freely, in fact, in both directions. 50 out to the Bay Bridge, nothing in your way, and traffic up and down 270 is without delay as well. In the district, 395, 695, 295 each without any incident or delay. On 95, though, northbound, traffic is quite slow, getting to a point near Stafford. Not sure if that's an incident. I think it is going to be a crash. It is a crash northbound on 95 in Stafford, so be alert for that traveling north. It's going to be a bit slow coming up from Centerport Parkway. May have a couple of incidents going on there. Things are quite slow northbound getting up to exit 140. Beyond that, though, things are running pretty well. On 66, no delays to report. WTOP Newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Bob Imler, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Bob, let's go to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
For the upcoming weekend, as you make those plans, our weekend will end so much better than it will start. We've got cloud cover and scattered showers in the forecast for the first half, sunshine and warmth for the second half, and a little summer preview coming our way. Now, this evening will remain on the cool side. Temperatures will drop down to the lower 50s and anywhere between 48 and about 53 degrees by early Saturday morning. Expect 60 to 65 for Saturday afternoon. Also, still cool and a lot like spring. Scattered light showers from late morning going through the afternoon, and then Sunday, mostly sunny, dry, between 82 and 87 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
College Park 56, Fairfax City 55, National Mall 57, dropping to about 48 overnight. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. We're going now to Nancy Lyons.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Today, a tech rebound was largely responsible for big gains on Wall Street. The Nasdaq added 316 points, or 2%. The Dow is up 154, or 0.4%. The S&P up 52, or 1%. Shares of Alphabet, Google's parent, were up 10%, lifting that company above $2 trillion in value for the first time. Menthol cigarettes make up about a third of all cigarettes sold and are predominantly used by Black and Latino smokers. Now, the Biden administration says it's backing off its plan for now to ban menthol cigarettes, fearing it could prove to be politically risky. The government is again investigating Tesla's autopilot, this time over whether the carmaker did enough months ago to address issues with its driver assistance system. The probe by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration covers more than 2 million vehicles. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Nancy Lyons on WTOP.
For the week, quite good for Wall Street investors. The S&P and NASDAQ had their best week since November. The S&P was up almost 3%. The NASDAQ gained 4.2% for the week, the Dow 1% higher this week. Coming up on WTOP, a very uncertain future for TikTok here in the U.S. now that Congress has passed a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban of the app. We'll talk more about what may come next with CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane. Stay with us tonight.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store has locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Coming up later this half hour on WTOP, you're in a hurry tonight and you're really hitting that gas pedal to go faster. We'll tell you why you may want to slow down. And more from WTOP in about 30 seconds.
Once again, MedStar Washington Hospital Center is ranked among the nation's top cardiology, heart, and vascular surgery programs, and the only cardiovascular center in the Washington, D.C. region to be ranked by the U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals 2023-24 survey. Dr. Stuart Seides, executive director of the MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, notes, "The entire team feels a genuine sense of pride and accomplishment in this well-deserved and ongoing recognition." For more information about the MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, visit MedStarHealth.org.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
9:15, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. If you want to pull up TikTok on your phone this evening, go right ahead. It should be working just fine. But after this week's congressional action and a presidential signature, the very popular video app is closer to a ban here in the United States. We talked about possible next steps with CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland.
This goes to court next. TikTok has said in so many words they're going to challenge this in the court now that it's been signed into law. And to remember the legislation properly, you have to keep in mind that TikTok is required to be sold or divested from its China-based owner or face the prospect of a ban within one calendar year. TikTok lost the lobbying effort. They lost the efforts to swing votes in Congress. Now they're going to try to swing this in court. And they believe they have very firm legal challenges on which to stand. What's a possibility here, Dimitri, is that some of these legal challenges may stall or delay the TikTok ban timeframe, but Congress has started a clock. It is ticking, and TikTok has been unambiguous, saying they can't just find a deep-pocketed new owner down the street. Executing a sale is a Herculean task.
And then even if it is sold, some people have said it might be like selling Coca-Cola without revealing the secret recipe that makes that soft drink so special. In other words, the algorithm that TikTok uses may not go along with any sale.
That's the magic, isn't it? The algorithms of these social media platforms are uniquely valuable thing. Here's what strikes me most, though. There was fear earlier that there'd be some political consequences if Congress were to ban TikTok or move toward a legislation that does ban TikTok. They don't seem concerned about the political consequences of it anymore. That was an overwhelming bipartisan vote in the House and Senate in a Congress, Dimitri, that can't seemingly agree on anything else.
Well, let's look at Mike Johnson, who's sort of at the head of that Congress or one chamber of it. He went ahead and pushed through the Ukraine funding, the foreign aid bill. What about efforts to kick him out now as a result of that?
The silence has been deafening this week on that front. I know the U.S. House has been home in a district work period, but it was a very provocative thing his colleague Marjorie Taylor Greene did politically a few weeks ago when she made the formal motion to potentially oust Mike Johnson. She got a couple Republicans to jump on board, but Democrats have been defending Johnson, some of whom say they'd vote to save him if necessary. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has not pulled the political trigger yet on her move and has given no time frame for doing so. It runs the risk as this weekend begins of just flat out stalling out.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland with us on Skype. Top stories here on WTOP. 200 to 300 pro-Palestinian demonstrators rallying on GW's campus this evening outside of an encampment barricade. A few of those student demonstrators say that they've been suspended tonight, seven of them. We're trying to confirm with the university. Donald Trump's lawyers try to discredit the testimony of the prosecution's first witness in that New York hush money trial. And former President Trump says he's ready now to debate President Biden. Keep it here for full details on these stories and more. Get traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks on WTOP. Let's go to Bob Imler. He's in the traffic center.
In Virginia, northbound 95, very heavy coming up through Stafford. There is a crash and one stopped all along the left side of the roadway just before exit 140 Stafford on northbound 95. Southbound on 395 and 95, all is quiet. No delays to report on 66. Everything is running well in both directions. Don't see any work zones out there yet, and things are generally good to go around the Beltway in both Maryland and Virginia. In the district on 295, 695, and 395, pretty quiet ride as well. There's a brief slowdown northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Powder Mill. Believe it to be an incident on the shoulder, but It's really just a tap of the brakes there. 95 is good to go, so is 270. And 50 runs well getting out to the Bay Bridge. Bob Inler, WTLP Traffic.
Okay, Bob, let's check in with Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist, right here, no longer on the cusp of the weekend, but really starting the weekend. Veronica, what have you got for us?
It sure is. That is for sure. Yeah. So I've got a 50-50 weekend here. You've got Saturday being the day that will be every bit like spring, cool, and even a few spring showers. Meanwhile, on Sunday, we've got dry and sunny, and that's the day that's going to be more summery. So pick which day you want to get out and really maybe go for the walk or the run. I mean, I'm going with Sunday here. Now, this evening, clouds have been moving in. No rain just yet, but some showers for your Saturday, mainly late morning and through the afternoon. Not going to be widespread and not a washout day, but we will have showers from time to time, pretty light. Temperatures start out 48 to 53 degrees. We'll see afternoon temperatures 60 to 65, and then the range of temperatures for Sunday anywhere between 82 and 87 degrees. And the heat doesn't stop there, because Monday, 90, Tuesday, 88, the forecast, Wednesday, 85 degrees, and Thursday, 83. Now, on Tuesday, we've got some showers, even some thunderstorms, some of which could be strong, maybe even some severe. So heads up, that's the day you really want to monitor for your outdoor plans. Tacoma Park, 56 degrees. Clinton, Maryland, now 55. Middleburg, 55 and 57 in Purcellville.
We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up here on WTOP, the Biden administration backs off another effort to ban menthol cigarettes. It's not the first time this has happened, but there's a belief that the election year is playing a big role. More news in 60 seconds.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is WTOP News.
9:21, and I'm Dimitri Sotis. Good to have you with us tonight. President Biden and the White House have indefinitely postponed a ban on menthol cigarettes amid election year pushback.
The Biden administration is indefinitely delaying a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes.
It has anesthetic properties and qualities that help mask the harshness and irritation of tobacco smoke.
The FDA says it would prevent hundreds of thousands of smoking-related deaths over 40 years. Health Secretary Javier Becerra gave no timeline for issuing the rule, saying more time is needed to consider feedback, including from civil rights groups. About 80% of black smokers use menthol. Reverend Al Sharpton and other civil rights leaders have warned a ban on menthol would create an illegal market for the cigarettes in black communities and invite more confrontations with police. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A judge has ordered a local Marine Corps veteran and former militia member to stay in jail for now, pending trial on charges that he tried to make ricin, which is a biological toxin. 42-year-old Russell Vane of Vienna, Virginia, was arrested 2 weeks ago after authorities searched his house and say they found traces of ricin along with lab equipment and castor beans, from which ricin is derived, in a laundry room in a home he shares with his wife and two young children. Court papers show Vane came to authorities' attention after an online news outlet, News to Share, reported a Virginia militia had severed ties with Vane because they were alarmed by what they considered his loose talk about homemade explosives. You may want to check your speed as you drive in Fairfax County tonight. Probably a good idea region-wide, but in Fairfax County, they are cracking down on speeding and distracted driving through a Road Shark traffic safety campaign. WTOP Scott Gelman has been riding along with an officer to see how they targeted approaches working to keep communities safer.
So one of the things we're looking for right there, right, all these vehicles are going with the speed of traffic, except for one.
The exception along Columbia Pike here in Annandale is a gold Honda CRV that Fairfax County Police Officer Kevin Gare caught driving around traffic.
And they know.
The driver's getting teary-eyed as Gare approaches the car.
Writer citation, just because, you know, 16 over in a high pedestrian area is pretty not great.
Using a LIDAR gun, Gare is monitoring for egregious speeders in this 25-mile-per-hour zone with pedestrians all around. It's the second week of the department's Road Shark campaign.
And really our goal is education through enforcement.
In the first wave, almost 5,700 tickets and warnings were issued.
Our goal is to be out here and be visible, so we just want to make sure that folks are obeying the law.
In Fairfax County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The driver convicted in that high-speed crash that killed two teen girls walking home from Oakton High School in 2022, has been given a recommended sentence by a jury of 4 years behind bars. The jury found 20-year-old Usman Shaheed guilty of two counts of involuntary manslaughter earlier this week. Prosecutors say Shaheed, who was 18 years old at the time of the crash, drove a BMW at more than 80 miles an hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone that was in June of 2022. Prosecutors say he saw a traffic light turning yellow, he floored it, and slammed into a Toyota 4Runner that was turning left. Police testified during trial the force of the crash sent Shaheed's BMW off the road and into the sidewalk, or onto the sidewalk. That's where he hit three teen girls. Two of them were killed.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
9:25 here on WTOP as we go to Rob Woodfork.
All right, the Capitals in dire need of a Game 3 rally in period number 3, and Dave Preston has more in a live update from Capital One Arena.
8:39 to play in regulation. Rob, the Capitals trail 3-1, but they've had chances. Six power play opportunities. They're 0-for-6 while allowing a shorthanded goal. Rangers 1-for-2 on their power play. John Carlson has the Caps' lone goal so far this evening. And even though they're out shooting the visitors 23-17, the Capitals trail the New York Rangers in the stat that counts. 3-1, 8:18 to play in the third period.
And the NFL draft is nearing the start of round 3 in Detroit. The Ravens just took the big Washington offensive tackle Roger Rosengarten with the 62nd pick overall. He was considered an option for the Commanders in the second round, but what Washington did in round 2 was widely lauded by draft experts. They traded out of the 40th pick to bring their total to 3 selections in the second round. They took